Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Braves win again. They continue to roll, but we do have questions about J.R. Richie's outing. And can these role players continue to play as well as they have? Mm-hmm. They'll wrap up the series tonight. Chris Sale on the hill, 6-2 with a 2.20 ERA. Ben Brown on the hill for the Cubs. We will talk with Grant McCauley coming up in just a few minutes. But before we do, let's get you caught up on what's going on at the PGA Championship.
Live from Aramanic. Yes, Carl, outside Philadelphia. PGA, the last shot at glory. Now it's a second major, so it kind of loses a little bit of juice. I said to you, I'm just not as amped up as I normally would be for this. A dude from South Africa. He used to practice his golf swing by standing on plastic. There's only so many Lethal Weapon 2 references we can do. Aldrich Puttgieter. I have no idea how to pronounce the man's name. Anyway, he's at 300. Justin Thomas, 300 through 10. Steven Yeager, we learned with the UT Chattanooga. He's from Germany. He shot at 300. Minwoo Lee from Australia shot at 300. Martin Keimer, a former major winner, but it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Also 300 through 15. Let's get to the Americans. We got Scotty Scheffler. He's heating up, Carl, 2 under through 10.
What's going on with Scotty Scheffler? Here he comes.
On the back nine, Xander Schauffele. You got to say it just like that. 2 under, he shot today. Jordan Spieth, as Dusty Rhodes would say, 1 under today for his round. Patrick Reed, nobody likes him, but 2 under through 13. Jason Day, he shot a 1 under today. Brooks Koepka shot a 1 under as well. Let's see here. Any other guy? John Rahm from Liv. Boo. I don't mind him. He also shot a 1 under today. Ricky Fowler was even par, but that's Ricky Fowler.
Come on. It is.
And Cameron Young, the young stud, he's even par through 10. So there you go. There's the names you recognize.
Wow. All right.
But you said it. It's a beautiful golf course, but those sort of terraced or multi-level greens are just playing havoc with some dudes.
That's the beauty of these courses, and it was done, redone, should I say, redone over. It looks easy. When you look at this course, and from a walkable standpoint too, Mike, but I also think you really don't get a sense, it's sort of like the Masters, you don't get a sense of how the hills and the undulation plays into this, and that's why, again, some of these green shots, or at least approach shots, have not been exactly where they wanted them because they're rolling off or they're rolling past. And it's interesting to see how this is going to play.
You know what I was saying? Like the U.S. Open at Marion?
Yeah.
The similarities to how the course sets up.
I think the same designer redid this course.
So if you like that stuff, there's nothing. Oh, the one hole there, it's like there's no signature holes, basically. Kind of like, with all due respect to, some of the courses that we've seen over the years. Pebble Beach, you know everything, right? Obviously, there's certain courses. Maybe you're not familiar with Shinnecock as much as you would be. Some of the other places, but like Baltus Raul. But anyway, we'll see what the TV numbers do for the weekend.
All right, man. We're going to talk with Grant here. Is he ready yet or he's coming on? Okay. Grant, we know he's doing some interviews at the ballpark today. Meanwhile, Mike, let's talk about last night real quick because last night was exciting. And I think you said, I'm not sure how you phrased it earlier, but it feels, I think I used the word magical. Some of these moments we've already had in just 30 wins.
Right.
Feel magical. It hasn't all felt that way, even though we're winning a lot of series. But you've had these moments in these games. And last night it felt that way, Mike, with the Dubon home run for me, with that two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth. I was like, these guys just come through.
Yaz, as we said, he knows his role, right-handed, he can just rake. Against left-handed pitchers, not the same. But last night provides the fireworks. Dubon gives you the insurance. Earlier how do I mispronounce the Japanese pitcher's name? Imanaga? Oh, I got blew it again. Either way, he was dealing. Yeah, he was dealing, man. And that sinker he had was almost unhittable. When Drake went down, I said to Carl earlier, he goes down and gets it. And the pitcher's reaction is like, really? That happened? And a nice catch out in the bullpen using the cap. But the Braves just seem – the reason I said it reminds you of 21. 21 was different because we had a bunch of guys added to the team in the midseason, and the guys, you had no idea who they were. They all clutched it up. Well, the difference now is Austin Riley was off in April, and now he's raking. Acuna's missing in action. But all the guys that we didn't know in Northport when this team was put together are all raking. Like you said, the Dominic Smiths and, Dubon has always been known as a slick fielding player, but man, he's making up with a bat as well.
Here is Dubon coming through in a big spot last night.
Dubon, deep to left. See you later.
I I told Wall, as long as he lets me hit, I don't care where I play. I mean, from 1 to 9, I don't care. I mean, it is what it is. Like I say, like, you know, I've been making a good career out of it and just coming out here and, like, help the team win offensively.
Yeah, I don't care as long as I play. And look, that unselfish attitude is a reason why this team is where they are. Let's talk to Grant. He's joined us right now here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Grant, I don't know what word you've used, but as this team continues to find ways to win, what does it remind you of? Does it give you a sense that this could be special?
It definitely does. Special is a great word for it. I think that the Braves have been resourceful with their bench because they actually have those different layers of depth that they can count on. And I think hearing that from Mike Yastrzemski really underscores the attitude of this team, is that everyone has a role to play. It's not just the 9 guys in the starting lineup and that night's starting pitcher. You just don't know how this thing is going to play out. So you got to be ready. Those pinch hit opportunities, the opportunity to pinch run, the defensive replacements who can make a great play or a key play in a game. Everybody does have that role to play. And I think that beginning in spring training, the Braves have really been good about communicating that, and everyone is bought into this thing. The injuries are going to take a toll. How are you going to answer for those? How are you going to, you know, find the hits that you need, cover the innings that you have to? So, yeah, I think special is a great word for it, but being resourceful and being able to make the most of this depth this year has been a huge boost to the Atlanta Braves, and one of the big reasons why they are where they are with the best record in baseball.
Grant was catching up with Javi Lopez. More on that coming up, but that's why we were talking about Imanaga. I always butcher the name, Grant. He was dealing, and to get to the bullpen, because it looked like Craig Council was going to stay with him for the whole game, but they get to the pen, and then teed off. How about Drake Baldwin, though, going down and golf-shotting that home run?
Yeah, and that's the kind of hitter that Drake Baldwin is, and that's the big thing with even a pitcher who's dialed in that third time through the order, and the rare time that a pitcher gets a fourth time through the order, because the complete game is not so much a thing in our game anymore. The hitters do start to become a little bit more keyed in on what some tendencies could be, and Drake, you would be surprised, I think, to know that he is so young in his career because of the back control that he has, the ability to make those adjustments. And I saw an article on ESPN over the weekend talking about the duo of Matt Olson and Drake Baldwin and how they kind of share some information about, hey, this is how the ball's coming out of his hand. Look for this spin. Look for this location, and how much that can benefit. So, again, you talk about resourcefulness. That's a big part of it when everybody's kind of helping the next link in the chain be as strong as it can be.
That is Grant McCauley here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cubs and Braves tonight. Chris Sale. And look, it's weird because he usually starts these series, right, and gets us going. Tonight he gets a chance to finish it and potentially with the sweep. And we know he's got the stuff, Grant, to shut this Cubs lineup down.
Oh, yeah. And the Cubs lineup has been really, really scuffling. I mean, they come into this game, or this series, rather, with back-to-back shutouts. Then they score a couple of runs. They get a one hit in the opener. And
Grant, hold on 1 second. We apologize, Grant, because we are losing you. You're going in and out there. It's Grant McCauley. We'll grab him back here just for a second and wrap up as the series gets done tonight. You're going this weekend, right, Red Sox?
Yeah, man, I got Red Sox tickets on Sunday, so looking forward to that. It's going to be a blast. I think it's Grant Holmes on the bump. Not exactly excited about that, but we'll see if Grant can get to the fifth inning and see where it goes. But you asked, and we'll get Grant's take on J.R. Richey. 87 pitches through 4 1/3. Kinley, you know, his ERA is okay, but Kinley makes me nervous lately. I got to be honest. Kinley came in, base knocked to left, so that put the Cubbies on the board, tied the game. And then everybody else did their job. You know, Perez and Lee. Suarez comes in. I mean, he's been money. Again, it's credit to Walt Weiss. Not how we thought he was going to be used. Remember, you and I spent all the spring training going, he should be closing. Well, they're using him like as the troubleshooter, and it's working out, man.
Yeah.
Just great. I mean, there's just something unique, and that's why you just feel if you're the Braves. I don't think, not that Alex would, he never comped to it, but if Alex has to go to Terry McGurk, can I have a little extra in the envelope to go make some deals at the trade deadline? They're going to let him because this feels like a team that can do something.
All right, Grant's back. We were talking about Sale. I just wanted you to wrap up with that because we can close this thing out. Look, we feel pretty good, but if we sweep these guys, it'll even be better.
Yeah, even better, man. This Cubs team is struggling, and Walt Weiss said before this game, sometimes it's when you play a team that matters.
All right, Grant, I apologize again, Grant. It's not you. It's us. It's not you.
It's us.
It's us. All right, that's Grant McCauley.
It's not your fault.
And I'm sure he'll tell you more about his interview with Javi Lopez, but unable to hear the audio there, and we're in an audio medium. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. We've got more to dive into.
Now, we can continue to talk to Grant as if we're being jammed by Soviet radar, but I figured,
that's what it felt like.